Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, president of Schneps Media. And today on my Powerlist podcast is the very talented and bright Dr. Deborah Hunt. Deborah is the actual dean of the Dedi Forrest Dean of the College of Nursing and Public Health at Adelphi University, which is beautifully located in Garden City, but has recently opened a campus in Manhattan. So we have someone with us who has been a creator, a developer, and also a Bronx resident who sits on the community board for decades and giving back to her community where she lives. So welcome. I'm so delighted to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here and to get to meet you again and talk a little bit about my background and our wonderful programs here at Adelphi University, and which we've just opened our center in Manhattan. So we are delighted to continue to grow and expand and improve upon our nursing program.
Well, you know, you have reached the height of your career by being the leader of this very important institution. And it doesn't just happen. Can you share with me who was your inspiration growing up that made you think the person you are today?
Sure. Well, I think there were many people, but I would have to say, you know, my mom and my dad instilled in me, you know, a sense of belief in myself and in following one's dreams and to always do the best that you could. And I think growing up in the Bronx made me somewhat humble. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had a lot of love and support. And I had a big extended family. And back in those days, everybody lived fairly closely. So I was able to see my relatives and family a lot. I had older cousins who were nurses. And so, you know, I loved what they were doing. And so they were my inspiration. And of course, some of my wonderful faculty and teachers when I was younger.
Interesting. So the nursing industry is in your blood.
Yes.
You know, it's something that I didn't realize that your family, you had role models for this career. But, you know, not only have you, I assume you worked as a nurse, but at some point, when did you become an administrator?
I've had a very interesting career. I worked in critical care. Fairly early on, I switched to teaching in the hospital because I always wanted to teach. I always wanted to write. There were all these things I wanted to do, and I found a way to do them all. So as I was in the hospital, I became an assistant director of nursing. And so I started my leadership role there. And then about 20 years ago, because I loved teaching, someone said to me, you should think about teaching clinical and being an adjunct in a college. And so I did. And from there, I found that was really my passion. So in 2005, I became an instructor at the College of New Rochelle and had a master's degree, but didn't have a doctoral degree yet. And so that started this trajectory of going back for my doctoral degree, which I earned here at Adelphi University, and moving up the ranks eventually to tenure and full professor.
Wow. That's a big accomplishment that once you have it forever.
True.
What a great. So, you know, there's a little hidden information about you that nobody knows, and that is you're writing books for children. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. So I've always loved books from the youngest memory I have. I always wanted books. I remember reading my Nancy Drew books. I remember asking for books. And in sixth grade, this was the turning point. My friend and I were asked to write a story. That was our English assignment. And we wrote it. And from that point on, I knew I wanted to be a writer. And my friend every year would say, when are you publishing your book? Because she knew that that was a life-changing moment for me.
Remarkable. You know, how something, you know, from a little, from childhood stays in you and it's your inspiration. So I know that you've published some books. Tell us some of the books you've published.
Okay, so the first two, and it took me a long time, a lot of classes, preparation, and belief in myself, was Same Inside, Different Outside, which was a picture book. And that was really about kind of acceptance that we might look different on the outside, but we're really similar on the inside. Talked a little bit about the human body, so using my nursing background. And that was so well received. And I went to all kinds of book events, and I even went to the book expo in Manhattan and you know, met Mary Higgins Clark and Nelson DeMille. So that was like one of my like life-changing experiences to be able to talk to them. And then The One-Eyed Pug, which is was a chapter book, and that was about a true story, but it's a work of fiction about my pug who had to lose her eye and became the One-Eyed Pug. And it's really a cute story. And so those are my first two. And then I went on to publish more picture books, another chapter book. I published two middle grade books. One was called The Visitor from 4D, which was influenced a lot by my time that I've spent in Montauk. And it's a little bit about time travel and the dimensions, and we bring Camp Hero into it. And then another one was about Hannah and the Hobgoblins, which was a middle grade book about a little witch, and it's a cute story. So had a lot. I keep writing. Also have published some nursing books. So, have found a way to fulfill my passion for writing and never gave up.
Well, tell me, bringing your expertise in writing, you also, I know, are a beautiful speaker, and you lead this College of Nursing and Public Health. What makes your school different than others, and what have you aimed to achieve in the school?
Thank you. I've been finishing my fourth year here as the dean. So coming back after I had spent as an interim dean in another place, an associate dean, I brought that experience, came here to my alma mater. And I think we're unique because, first of all, we have a long history dating back from World War II and Eleanor Roosevelt and the starting of the program with the Army Corps of Nurses, and then having a long history of very influential nurse educators and nurses who have shaped our program to what it was today. So I came in with a very solid foundation and I've been able to build upon it. We've expanded our accelerated nursing program, which is a program for nurses, for students who have a degree in another field. We've added a doctor of nursing practice to our psych NP nursing course. And of course, this summer we hit New York City in Manhattan with our accelerated nursing program, and we're on 44th and 5th. So we're in a prime location and we don't stop. So we always have a strategic plan. We do smart growth, but we always have another program we're working on. So now we're going to work on the family nurse practitioner program. We're going to work on a physician assistant program. And it's so important because there are so many needs in healthcare, and we need nurses and other healthcare professionals to meet the needs of our society and improve health and wellness. And that is one of my other passions.
Well, this my grandson just had a baby, and they did it with a doula.
Oh, yes.
Now, is that something that is taught at school?
We don't teach that. We don't have a nurse midwifery program, but that is certainly a focus. But I have read a lot about it, and I think whatever's going to help a mom during this, very joyous but critical time in their life is helpful. I think there is a place for almost everybody. And I'm very big into holistic nursing and integrative healthcare. So I always believe we need to integrate East and West. And that's another one of my books that I've published, all about self-care and the different practices that you can incorporate into your daily life.
Well, you are very deep on many levels into that world of health. What do you do for fun?
Okay. So I do have fun, believe it or not. I love the beach. So whenever I can get out to Montauk or to any ocean, I'm there at the beach swimming. I am, I guess, somewhat creative. So I do painting. I'm not the best painter in the world, but I love it. I love to garden. So I do my flowers and my little herbs and live in the Bronx. So I can't have a big patch of vegetables, but I do what I can. I spend time with my family. I have two beautiful granddaughters. So I spend time with them. They're the center of my universe. And yeah, I think that's the things. I like to go hiking, so I do some hiking, and just I find always something to do. I'm a busy person.
Well, it sounds like it, but you've got to follow your passions in life. We only have one life to lead, and this is it. You do what you love, and you love what you do. So I think that's been a great journey for you. How you at this point, what advice could you give others who are young, beginning their career in terms of being successful? You've really known. Travel that path to great success. What advice would you give our listeners?
So what I would say, and it may sound somewhat of a cliche, is that you do have to follow your dreams and believe in yourself, because most things are achievable. You do have to be realistic, but you have to set your goals short term and long term, and think about what are the steps you need to take to follow those goals, but also know that sometimes your path goes in a different direction. I didn't envision myself as a dean, but I had an experience and I realized that this was where I could use my best efforts and knowledge and experience. So I think you have to know your support system. You have to be dedicated to what you want to do. Nothing comes easy, at least for most people. So if you want something, you just have to go for it. Use your tools, use your resources, use your support, and don't give up. I wrote a book about Dale Earnhardt. I'm not a super giant NASCAR fan. I watch with my dad, but I love his story because he never gave up until he realized the dreams that he wanted to be fulfilled. He did them all. I mean, unfortunately, he passed away early, but he's one of my kind of heroes from outside of my normal repertoire of people because of his story.
Well, I think the Knicks now are such a victorious image of what it takes to be a winner and not giving up. They could have given up at any point during those games when they were 6, 7 points behind, but they just kept on going. And that's what you've done. You've kept on going, following your passion and following your dreams. So I've been so delighted to talk with you. We're lucky enough today to be talking to the dean at the School of College, I should say, College of Nursing and Public Health at Adelphi, the very talented, multifaceted Deborah Hunt, Dr. Deborah Hunt, because she has her PhD also earned over the years, but she kept on going to achieve that success. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to continuing our conversation. You're an
Wonderful.
amazing person, and congratulations on all your successes.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is Victoria Schnepps signing off until next time. Our Power Women will be coming back. And so today I say, see you next time. Bye.